today on Older and Wiser.
A new survey reveals most Americans wish they could skip holiday gift giving. Today, we'll list the gifts we hate the most.
Also, do you believe in space aliens? We'll tell you which countries are most hopeful for interplanetary contact.
Plus some of the embarrassing habits we hide from our spouses.
Stick around. You're listening to Older and Wiser. Hey, folks, I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles, along with Susan Sikora. As always, we're exploring recent public opinion surveys. We've also got our old person gripe of the week this week, a little later. You got one in mind, I hope.
I always have a gripe in mind, but that's been for a long time, not just when I turned old.
I'm still trying
as
to,
you put it.
I'm trying to cook one up. Hopefully, I'll think of one before we get to the end of the show.
Okay. Well, I have them to spare if you need a bar.
Okay,
a
I might
lender.
Have to borrow one of yours. All right, let's get started. Today, our first survey is from the Harris Poll, and they did this on behalf of SunTrust Banks. They found that 69% of people would rather skip exchanging gifts during the holiday season. 69% of people don't want to get a present for Christmas. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. I can, because you know what? It gets old after a while. But it's not just that it gets old. It's that it ends up with a lot of people moving around, a lot of stuff that nobody wants, and everybody going into debt at the same time.
I think it's funny you said moving around, because we really just trade junk around, don't we?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. We don't stuff we don't really want or even care about, but something has to shuffle from one person's hands to another during the holidays.
Yes,
in
I
a
agree.
Package. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I agree. And I think one of the things, according to this survey, that has people kind of over Christmas gift giving is just financial anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive.
Yep. Absolutely it is. And things are more expensive all the time. It's difficult. People get into debt and they think, oh, I'll worry about that later. And then January comes and here come all the credit card bills, or here comes all the, you know, you remember the buy now, pay later? Well, here's the later.
There's a company in the UK called Voucher Codes. They did a poll recently about 1,500 people. And they found that 86% have faked a reaction when opening a Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought it'd be more than that, to be honest with you. Who hasn't faked a reaction when you get a crummy Christmas gift?
Or any gift.
Among the most popular things people say, that's so thoughtful.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's sort of like saying, that was nice of you, but what the hell were you thinking?
Yeah. You say, that was nice of you. It was kind of you to think of me, you know, but I don't really like it, but mm-hmm. It was thoughtful. You thought. Also, if someone says, it's just what I always wanted.
Yeah.
Usually means it really isn't what someone always wanted.
Yeah, because at that point, then why didn't you go get it like 20 years ago?
If you get a present that you didn't want, what do you say? Do you admit that this isn't exactly the thing for you?
No. That's just rude. Somebody probably, you know, there's a chance that somebody went out and got something. And go, oh, just get anything. I got to give something to Susan. On the other hand, there's a chance that that same person went out and said, oh, she'd love that. And maybe they're wrong about that. Or you would have loved it 5 years ago, but you don't love it now.
Mm-hmm.
But their intention was to make you happy. And so
that's true.
You know,
do you need to leave
polite.
It at that, right?
Yes,
right,
and just thank you, be gracious. And I wouldn't say that's so thoughtful. Just, I didn't expect you to get anything, or I mean, I don't even know what the ideal thing is to say anymore.
My wife has a friend who used to, years ago, say when she would receive something that she didn't really like, she'd say, this isn't really my style. I'll take it back. And I think that's kind of mean, don't you?
I suppose if it's like, you know, a sibling or somebody that you say it to.
There's an honesty to it. You have to applaud the honesty, but you know,
you know what it is? It hurts somebody's feelings. And I think if somebody's thoughtful enough to give you something and bring it over or give it to you, you don't want to be thoughtless enough to say, oh, you screwed up here. You should have given me something else that I really liked.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's true. Absolutely. There's a company called Marmite. They ask 1,500 people what their worst gifts were. And that list includes things like a new broom, a vacuum cleaner, These are things you give to your mom, right? A broom, a vacuum cleaner, a dustpan, and a brush.
Vacuum cleaners are expensive now, so you probably don't give that to anybody. That's one of those things you're going to buy on your own or else.
My dad gave my mom a vacuum cleaner one year for Christmas. I thought it was nice because it was in a big box and had a big bow on it. But as I look back on it, I realize that was a major, major mistake, right? Yeah. I mean, you don't do that.
I gave my father, you know what I did? I had $5 once, and I bought my mother a teapot, which was three something. It was a China teapot, but it was $3 and some cents. And it was, you know, it was ceramic. It had little, those little roses. It's a popular pattern.
Well, that's a nice present.
But then I didn't have much left from my father, but I knew he always had a good dental exam. He never had cavities.
So you bought him a toothbrush.
He did brush his teeth quite vigorously. His toothbrush looked like somebody had, you know, cleaned the car with it.
Yeah.
So I bought him a toothbrush and toothpaste.
Which for how old were you again? Six.
I don't know. Yeah, I was about six, exactly. And
that's cute, though.
It was good because I thought about it. It wasn't like I didn't think about it. I mean, I'm sure he thought, great, you know, my wife gets a nice China teapot.
Listen, I will say this: when you're a parent, you kind of love anything that your kid picked out for you. You get a pass, right? It's okay. Yeah. You did okay. Yeah. You did good.
Yeah.
Also on this list, things like mouthwash.
Yeah, who would give somebody mouthwash?
Either
isn't that a big message?
Well, yeah, right. You're either trying to send a message or you ran out to the Christmas party and you just grabbed the first thing out of your cabinet and wrapped it up.
I think even if you run out of the Christmas party, mouthwash is not the first thing you grab out of the cabinet. Holy cow. I mean, mouthwash, that's pretty. If I gave you a bottle of mouthwash,
that would be bad.
Gift thing. What's wrong with my breath?
It's also inappropriate to give anybody underwear. I think Christmas,
especially in this day and age. Let's not even go there with all the things that have been going on. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I suppose a young couple might give each other sexy underwear in the privacy of their own.
How it works. The guy gives her sexy underwear, and it's for him basically.
Right, it is actually. Yeah. So it's not for her at all, right?
No, it's not for her at all. It's for him to enjoy. So guess what? Skip it. You know.
A pair of slippers is on this list, but I've gotten slippers and I kind of like slippers.
I like slippers too. I don't dislike slippers.
I'll take a slipper.
Absolutely. Yeah, slippers are good.
Give me a slipper.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about a workout DVD? There's a message in that one.
That's going right to charity.
Let's move on to our next topic today. It's a little weird thing that was in the Express Tribune. This out of Amsterdam, nearly half of humans now believe in alien life and want to make contact with someone from another civilization on another planet. Now, what are your thoughts?
I knew you were going to ask me this. You know, the truth is, I tend to think that's probably not the case only because I haven't made contact or haven't seen them. On the other hand, I think it's probably a little egomaniacal for us to think that we're the only beings in the universe.
Right.
But the truth is, as long as they're not coming and taking me away somewhere and doing experiments on me, which I'm thinking at this point, you know, they want some fresher bodies. I don't really care.
I mean, we do tend to assume from movies and stuff that aliens are hostile. And I don't think there's any reason to assume that they, if there is life on another planet, that they would come here with bad intentions.
I don't care enough about this,
I guess. Optimistic.
I don't know what that
says. I believe that they're good. That if I think there is a chance that there is actually alien life, and I would like to believe that they are more advanced than we are. That we haven't figured it out, but they have. So if they show up here, they're going to come to rescue us, or they're going to come to give us some help in some way, not to hurt us. That's my thing.
Well, you're looking for a handout from them.
Yeah.
You're looking for them to make your life better, not to just exchange information or learn what we can from them.
Oh, well, I would.
I'm not judging.
I would take a little of each, you know, a little help and a little advice. I mean, I do think we need some advice right now, because clearly we're screwing up a lot of stuff. They may actually be monitoring our, you know, global warming thing, and they may go, those guys are going to screw it up if we don't get down there pretty soon and do
something. You have
something.
Some really rich theories about these aliens that are going to come rescue us.
According to this survey, most believers in intelligent life were in Russia. 68% of people in Russia believe there's hope out there, that the aliens will come and rescue us. Followed closely by Mexico and China.
Well, I think probably if you're really out of hope, then you'll grab at any straw out there.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
So
well, that's an
interesting
way to look at it, because you've got the Russians, the Mexicans, and the Chinese who are hoping for, you know, or imagining that there's life in outer space. Meanwhile, the Dutch are like 28% think that's possible.
Yeah, the Dutch, it sounds to me like the Dutch are happy with their lives and the Russians are not so happy.
Interesting. Okay, let's move on to our next survey. This one from eHarmony. They ask people a lot about relationships and when you can do certain things and how long you have to wait into a relationship before you do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the one they found most provocative, I guess, was this issue of passing gas.
If you ask me, I'm going to take the fifth on farting.
Fifth on farting. You're taking the farting fifth. Okay.
That's right.
The farting fifth for
this is like
for Susan.
TMI, too much information. But okay, go ahead. But I guess that's what the survey's about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the average person, according to this survey, waits 6 months before passing gas in front of their partner. I think that's pretty conservative overall. That is, I would not have thought people would have. Are you at all surprised?
You try to put your best foot forward when you're first meeting someone because you want them to think you're perfect, which of course no one is. And maybe that's a destructive thing anyway, because people do that. And then they don't really know each other. And then, you know, after the wedding or the move-in or whatever it's going to be between these two people, and I bet you this is true for gay relationships and straight relationships.
Oh, sure, I'm sure.
That when two people move in together, all of a sudden, you can't keep up the facade in your living space.
No. I mean, it's why
you relax at home.
It's why you gain your weight once you get married, because you give up trying so much. You're not trying to impress anymore. And
that
may
be.
Yeah. So
that may be for some people. But I think also it's a question, like for women, if they wear makeup, they might, you know, not put on a full face of makeup in the morning for breakfast. Whereas if they were dating and the first thing you did was, you know, get up and see each other, or I'll come over to your house for breakfast, you're going to go with lipstick and mascara.
That's right. I mean, we knew a couple years ago, the woman revealed once that her husband of 10 years had never seen her without makeup. And
wow.
I said, well, come on. No. I mean, obviously at night, you know, you go to bed. And she goes, no. I go to bed with my makeup on. And after my husband's asleep, I get up and wash it off. And then in the morning, I get up before he wakes up and puts it back on. These people were together for 10 years.
Wow. That's way too much pressure to live with.
Oh,
you can't
my
relax
God.
At home. You got to be able to relax at home. And that doesn't mean you're a slob. It just means that, you know, you can be yourself. Because ultimately, if you're not yourself in a relationship, at some point, things are going to settle. The dust will settle and you'll see who each other is. And then you can either live with each other or not.
According to this survey, if you're under 24, you'll probably pass gas in front of your beloved within the first 3 months of a new relationship. I think kids today they just are more free about those things that are kind of day to day.
I think they are. I mean, you know, it's a different generation and they're going to do things differently. And I don't think that's necessarily bad because, again, you know, authenticity.
Interesting. Relationships are just weird all around.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, it's time now for our old person gripe of the week. So I'm going to let you go first because
okay.
Mine isn't good. Or maybe I should go first since mine isn't good. I'll go first since mine isn't good.
You know mine's going to be great.
That'll give you a big finish. How's that? Okay, here's my gripe of the week. I order things on online, and I have put signs up on my front door that say, please ring the doorbell when you drop off the package, because I don't want the package sitting out on the front porch. No one will do it. I'm in the house. If I'm in the house, I would love it if somebody would just give me a heads up that they put a big package on my front porch so that some guy in a truck doesn't drive by and steal it off the front porch. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I think that's a good gripe. And it's also very valid for this time of year, or any time of year, really.
Yeah.
Because they say that people are taking, I don't know why anybody, first of all, would steal something off a porch unless you see that it's a television or something.
Right.
How do you know what's in there? You know,
it could be good.
Somebody's. It could be a year's supply of deodorant.
Oh,
who
sure.
Cares?
It's a crapshoot, for sure.
It is a crapshoot.
You can require a signature on everything you get. I don't want to do that. I would like them to be able to leave it on my front porch if I'm not home. But if I'm home, I'd love them to give me the heads up that there's something out there.
Okay, valid gripe.
That was kind of a crummy gripe, but that was my gripe. So there you go.
Okay, mine's crummier. Picky yet seasonal. You ready?
Okay, picky yet seasonal.
I hate when people go, oh, I didn't know we were going to exchange gifts. I don't like the word exchange. Because if somebody sits down and says, let's exchange gifts, we're back to the very first topic we talked about.
Yeah.
And that is, I'll give you something if you give me something. But if you're not going to give me something, I don't have anything for you. A gift is something you want to give someone. And it's not dependent on that person giving you something back. Granted, if you give me a gift and I don't give you one, you will be disappointed, perhaps.
That's good. So you don't like the word exchange.
No, because then what's the next question? Well, let's put a limit on it.
I see.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Why don't you just give me $10 and I'll give you $10? Better yet, why don't we just keep both the $10 and then go out to lunch and have, you know, a $20 lunch, split it in two, and there we are.
This really does fit under the category of old person gripe. I mean, it is Scrooge-worthy.
It's not. It's to me, it's a gift is something you give freely. If I see something that's great for somebody and I think, gosh, I've got to get this for so-and-so. I mean, unless it's something that costs way out of my price range.
Yeah.
If it's something small enough, I think, but this is perfect for so-and-so, I would do it. I would get it and give it to them. And I wouldn't even necessarily wait for the holidays or their birthday. I would just give it to them. Maybe I would. I don't know. But the point is, you choose a gift, not an item to exchange for another item of equal value.
Nicely done. I was not at all disappointed by your gripe of the week. I thought that was an excellent, excellent gripe. Congratulations.
Even,
good
even
job.
Even though you sounded like an old person.
All right. Well, that about does it for us today. We're glad you could join us. And we want you to know that you can find all of today's stories on our website.
Also, you'll find daily news updates, YouTube videos, and celebrity Twitter. All that at olderandwiser.com.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.